Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I do like this song.
It's pretty good.
I'll work
out. This? Who is this?
LMFAO.
It's
Laugh My...
It's work suitable. Yeah, that's why they use
not
the acronym.
For work.
Laugh My...
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And let's give away some money.
Oh, wait, that's my cue.
Before we do anything, I feel the urge to give away some cash.
And not get fired.
Well, yeah.
Yet.
It's time for this hour's national contest. Keyword for cash this hour is Apple. A-P-P-L-E. One more time. Apple. That's right. The fruit that you eat. The company out in Cupertino, California. Apple, A-P-P-L-E. Text that keyword to 72881 for your chance to win a cool $1,000. Again, the number to text is 72881, and the keyword is Apple. And if you don't win this time, listen for your next chance to win coming up at 512. Messaging and data rates may apply, and remember, do not text and drive and call your mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call her, but don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive.
This texter writes... Hi, Frank.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Well, I talked a little bit during his weather.
A little bit.
The poop storm.
Talked a lot.
That is in my backyard. You know, we have the fenced-in backyard, and we let the dog go out
right
there in the winter.
Right.
So you know.
Oh, is the poop being released from its frozen tomb?
So someone texts.
Field
someone
of poops.
Texts here.
Yes.
Hey, Jory, you need to pick up the poop in the morning
yep.
when it's still below freezing,
yep.
so it'll be solid and odor-free.
Okay, that's nice, but...
Well, that's good advice.
What about all these kids that you produced?
Again, that's lovely advice, but we all know I'm not going anywhere near it.
I know you're not. What about these children?
No, handsome husband will do it. I mean, it's his dog. It's his job. It's
hey, Frank.
Absolutely not.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's a King Charles Cavalier.
Oh, well, it can't be that horrible then.
No.
Yeah, but it's...
No, it's just a lot. Just,
I send my kids out with the shovel and the poop bags mm-hmm. and have a good time.
Hey, Frank?
Yes.
Never, ever do snow angels in a dog park.
Oh, yeah.
Why, write that down, Frank.
Have you done that?
Write that. That's a good note.
Never again.
Recently?
Did it on a dare. Well.
On a dare.
Okay. You know, live and learn. Life is a steep learning curve.
Steeper for some.
Yeah, apparently.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Don't eat it either, just so you know.
I'm writing this down.
I'll make a note of that.
Hey, I don't really care what's leading the news. What I want to hear more about
yes.
is your daughter. You have this house full of amazing athletes.
Yes.
How did that happen? It's all Amelia, right?
Correct. They take after their mother.
Yeah.
They have her size and abilities mm-hmm. and skill and perseverance. And
wow.
I am the beneficiary. So
fantastic.
You married up.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, we both did. Yeah.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, so Frankie goes to the Academy of Holy Angels in Richfield,
mm-hmm.
and they play Wednesday. They're the number four seed, so they
wow.
play Williams Arena on Wednesday.
That's awesome.
It is. I'm really excited and happy for her and the team and the girls. And last year, she was in it, and my son was in it, too. And then on Thursday, Sam plays in the section final. He's at St. Thomas Academy. And if he wins, that means we've got two kids in the state tournament. So we have our own little mini Vassalero version of March Madness, which is really, really fun.
Love it.
Are the kids competitive with each other? I mean, everybody wants to win and succeed, but are they?
Well, you know, they're out of the same school. So although in the section semifinal, St. Thomas Academy team played Holy Angels.
Wow.
So great. So Frankie's over on the Holy Angel side, and I'm like, you have to come sit over with us for a while. So Frankie, our daughter Francesca, is sitting with mom and dad on the St. Thomas Academy side. And we were just in the gym 2 days ago sitting on the Holy Angel side, right, because we have multiple kids at different schools.
Sure.
And the Holy Angels kids, while Sam is on the court, start chanting, Frankie's better.
Oh.
Frankie's better. It was hysterical.
That's awesome.
It was really funny.
Well, good. Really, I hope funny. He laughed.
One time he was shooting a free throw there a couple of years ago, and they started chanting, Care 11. Those are clever.
That's good.
That's clever when you started cheers. Weeping. You were weeping uncontrollably on the stands.
Oh, no, I thought those were really funny.
He doesn't get rattled, does he?
No, he does fine. So great. My daughter is the great beneficiary of having a very athletic twin brother and a very athletic older brother. So, like, in the backyard, they're competitive. But, I mean, Frankie's tough, and one of the reasons is because she's, you know, grown up with two brothers.
Sure.
Very
sure.
close in age.
They
one
say
exactly
that's
the
best birth
age.
Order for a girl so. Is the youngest of two brothers because, you know, she grew up fighting, not taking anybody's crap.
No, she doesn't. Mm-hmm. She, I mean, when she was a little kid, she used to have a shirt, you know, she was just a girl, a little girl, and it used to say, anything a boy can do, I can do better. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much been her mantra.
Wow.
Good so. For her.
She'll do well. All your kids will do well.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I can't wait to see them. So anyway, that's why I sent you a note. I won't be here Wednesday or Thursday.
Right. Good. Enjoy. We'll be thinking of you.
So we'll come to you.
Sending
okay?
chance.
Okay.
We'll
yeah.
send a reporter down and to cover this. And because what are we going to do without you at 4:12?
You're going to do probably a lot better. You guys are going to do great.
Now, Liz and Angela will be great. But Frank, is there any major news we need to discuss? Do we need to discuss shopping and drinking?
I think we should because I think I'm just so curious if either one of you have done this. There's a new survey that finds millions of Americans shop while drinking. Like 68 million people confessed to it during this online survey. Mm-hmm. And get this. What do you think they spend? What's the average purchase if you're tipsy online?
It depends. It's more for guys. It's like $500 or $600 for guys and $200-something for women.
Crazy. You're right. It's $447, which is twice as
That's
much
insane.
As people said before. What's the top thing people purchase online when they have a big buzz?
Food.
You are correct, sir. And
Why
then
do you
shoes?
Purchase food online? Do they realize it's not coming out of the computer?
I don't know. It just looks good on my phone.
You have no sense of time when you're hammered and you're pointing at it. It looks like a menu picking pictures with your mouse clicking on pictures. And here's the weird thing of this whole thing, Paul. Men are more likely to shop drunk online than women.
Really?
That's what it said.
Well, now it's so easy with your phone, right?
Sure.
See, you go to the neighborhood bar or whatever, and you got your little computer right there.
They also have food in the bar.
Well, I know, but...
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, the Amazon app, so easy.
I get it.
Some of my best, and I have been sober, but it's been very late at night when I've had some insomnia or haven't been able to sleep for whatever reason. Best purchases have been late night shopping television, you know, 2, 3
in
the morning.
Yeah, the infomercials.
Yes.
Me too.
Oh,
God.
My really? New wave oven.
Really?
Oh, fabulous.
QVC? Really?
Fabulous.
Totally.
My stainless steel Wolfgang Puck bowls.
You like them?
Oh, boy.
No, I do that, too. And when you don't want to wake up and turn on the TV to avoid the spouse yelling at you, you just do it on Groupon.
I didn't even think about that.
Special. It gets a little dangerous.
The pet alligator we have now. Yeah. Fabulous.
Oh.
Purchase.
Wish you could take that one back.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for those late night infomercials, too. I have. But and my husband is, too, so we have nobody to stop
us. Oh, that's bad. Yeah, you need
bad.
To. I hope you know, too, don't wake up at the same time.
One of us should be sane.
But I do some, do you vet them? I mean, I'll vet these things to make sure that they're just, you know.
Oh, you don't just impulse buy right there?
No, I mean, I want to do a little, some of them I will.
I look at the reviews.
I do, too.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you're doing stupid stuff late at night, and then 2 days later, it's like Christmas morning.
No, I'm completely pleased with the things I have.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, a little
walk
of shame.
The gator grip socket. Fabulous.
I can't wait for your garage sale.
There's a little walk of shame as I got my boxes from Amazon. I'm walking out of the office.
Totally.
People are looking.
My electric toothbrush just came this morning. I got one of those Quip electric toothbrushes that everybody's promoting online.
Is that the new one?
Yeah.
With the app that comes with it?
I have to check. I haven't opened it yet. It just came right before I was running out the door. Okay. I'm excited to try it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Well,
I'll let you know.
All right. Keep it out of your backyard.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, but not. Not Wednesday and Thursday.
Thanks, Frankie.
Bye, you guys.
All right.
By the backyard. I love that it's melting, but it's so gross. Like, it's better when we get the coating of snow so we don't have to see it.
It's fertilizer.
It's so gross. But no, it really needs to be cleaned up. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah. Now, who's going to do that?
I told you. Handsome husband's fine with it.
Handsome's going to do that?
Yeah, he's going to do it. Yeah. I get it. You know, but it is gross.
I've been out there a few times.
Not the backyard?
I found a job I can do.
Oh, stop it. It's 4:21. You're doing weather. That's a good job.
A little therapy coming up next on CCO. Yes, there is. Time for a little therapy. Today, the sun as high in the sky, Jor, as
Beauty.
It was September 28th.
Beauty.
So it feels, I know it's 40 degrees out there right now in the Twin Cities, down at the airport where no one lives intentionally. But again, that high sun angle is melting snow. It's melting ice. And yes, everything's going to be a couple of weeks later than last year, but spring is coming. The Golden Snow Award, the Golden Snow Globe Award for the most snow on the ground in Minnesota.
Because golden snow is another thing.
Yeah, yeah. Avoid the golden snow. Write that down. Mm-hmm. Isabella has 29 inches of snow on the ground. That's without the drifts. That's just straight snow, 29 inches. This is from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. They actually send snow survey crews around. They travel 2,500 miles, 46 locations across North Dakota and Minnesota, measuring not only the amount of snow, but how much water is in the snow. Of course, they're concerned about river flooding. So anyway, it's like money in the bank. How much water do you have locked up in the snowpack? But again, worst case scenario would be a few days in the 50s and 60s with heavy rain. And I don't see that scenario. So hopefully it's going to be a nice gradual slow motion meltdown. New England about to get clobbered again. You have friends in Boston?
Yes,
you,
I do.
Mm-hmm. Third nor'easter in 10 days.
Yeah, they've been...
Three crazy coastal storms in 10 days. Boston is going to get a foot and a half, at least a foot of snow, maybe 16 to 18 inches of snow with 40-mile-an-hour winds, blizzard conditions if you're traveling to New England or expecting somebody in tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be the peak storm. It's going to be pretty crazy. And the last thing on my list, found this interesting. Renewable energy in Minnesota has moved into second place here in the great state of Minnesota for the largest source of electrical generation, nudging out nuclear power, still trailing coal. The cost of wind energy in Minnesota, even without tax subsidies, now appears lower than electricity produced from natural gas and coal. This comes via Star Tribune and Bloomberg New Energy Finance, which tracks power generation nationally. Renewable energy made up 25% of the state's electricity generation last year, Jor. That's up 21% from 2013. Wind power alone accounts for 18% of Minnesota's generation. Yeah, it is. Hydro and solar making up the rest under the renewable category. Coal-fired power still king with a 39% share last year, the same as a year earlier. But coal's share of the power mix in Minnesota is down from a range of 43 to 49% between 2012 and 2015. A lot of farmers realize, you know, they can make money by putting up these wind turbines.
For sure.
It's a way of evening out their cash flow and making sure they get a check no matter what. And Minnesotans will consistently be paying less for electricity, hopefully in the future, as we continue to scale up more solar and more wind. Well, see, I just thought that was interesting.
Very.
Renewable energy is now second, and nuclear has dropped to third. So that's all I got. That's it. No storms.
I feel better.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
Do you want another tip about dog poop cleanup?
Yeah, please.
Hey, guys, spring dog cleanup, wait till refrozen. Mm-hmm. Go out early. Use a 9-iron to launch it a few yards away.
Into the neighbor's yard. That's brilliant. So you can practice your short
your
game.
Chipping.
Your short game at the same time that you're clean. That's brilliant.
So I told you we had. Pretend you're in the sand, and especially over if you've got a fence, you know, high up over.
Do you have to scream out four?
Maybe.
For your neighbors?
No, then they'll know.
Poop! All right.
Do that, but it's fine.
Thanks for sending that in. That's good advice, and I may just try that.
We'll be back right after the break.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personality.
It's that magical time. Well, it's not really magic.
It is magical. It's fun.
Nah, it's faux magic.
Remember Adam Rippon, everybody's favorite ice skater at the Olympics?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You know you watch
okay,
the Olympics.
Okay.
For drama and romance, not really for sports anyway, but no, it's okay.
What?
He captured our hearts as he skated. And now Sally Field's son has a little crush on him. It's really true. He reached out to his mother. Sally Field's son is named Sam Griesman, and told her that he had a little crush on her. Field told her son, Sam, he's insanely pretty. Find a way. okay? The screenshot of their Twitter exchange went viral, and it turned out someone told Adam Rippon he was looking to, you know, meet him. Adam Rippon went on The View, and Joy Behar told him that Sally Field's son had a crush on him. Can you imagine this all? This is like a major game of telephone. And he said he hasn't gone out with him. I've just been so busy since I got back from the Olympics. But the two men, Rippon and Griezmann, have finally met in person. They're both in their early 30s. They were at the Human Rights Campaign Gala in Los Angeles a few nights ago. Did they go as dates or simply meet up? Nobody says. But Griezmann says, thanks, Mom, in a tweet of the two of them together at the gala. Isn't that cute?
I have an update on that story, Jor.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I think it's so cute. I hope they get married and live happily ever after. And have lots of, you know, babies that are ice skating all over the place.
Giddy all over. Okay. Well, okay. Did you hear this? A woman claiming to be on a mission from God led a Kentucky State Police trooper on a chase at speeds up to 120 miles an hour last month.
You.
Stopping only when another trooper pulled in front of her car, according to the Elizabethtown, Kentucky News Enterprise. The woman, Connie Lynn Allen, 52, of Goodlettsville, Tennessee, get this, Jory, write this down. She told officers that she was Mother Mary en route to pick up baby Jesus.
Yes.
And that God had given her permission to speed.
Yes.
In spite of all that. She was charged with several offenses.
Totally using that, by the way.
See if it works for you. I doubt it.
Two. In Britain, educators are trying to make playgrounds more dangerous. Not a typo, that's actually true. In a dramatic turnaround after decades of increasing safety measures, risk is now in vogue among childhood development experts. They say it helps build resilience. Now, keep in mind, we're not like pouring bags of glass onto the playground surface, but some schools are bringing in loose 2x4s, reinstating sandboxes. Sandboxes got outlawed?
Worms.
Oh, worm. There are worms in sandboxes? What is this?
You know, stray cats, feral cats, go and dig their... They use it as kitty litter boxes.
Oh.
And so a lot of times kids, because they eat sand and they play with it in their hands and they don't wash their hands, a lot of kids would get worms in sandboxes.
I guess sandboxes are bad?
I guess worms are because they are reinstating the sandboxes, leaving out the scissors and the sharp edge tape dispensers. Now they say, the educators say, it's all under adult supervision, of course. They normally only cut themselves once, and that learns them up real good, so they don't make that mistake again.
Good grief.
That's what? Yeah, a little bit of risk.
Wow. Okay.
Not a bad idea.
Did you see the story about the male birth control pill?
Oh, boy.
It's in the Star Tribune.
Yeah, but you guys are going to forget to take it, and then we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, well.
I know how that story ends.
Because we're guys.
Uh-huh.
What could be the next great hope in contraceptive research? A team at the U, University of Minnesota, has found a way to halt the movement of sperm by, get this, adapting a molecule from an ancient African plant that warriors once used to poison the tips of their arrows.
Ooh.
So basically, we have to take poison for this to work.
I know.
This could be the first male birth control pill ever. Since World War II, more than a dozen contraceptives have been developed for women. Implants, patches, shots, sponges, rings, caps, diaphragms, etc., etc. The pill, of course, still the most revolutionary. Despite some pessimism in the industry, one expert says she believes the introduction of a male pill could be as revolutionary as the female pill when it hit the market back in 1960.
Who's going to take this, though, if there's poison in it?
No, it won't poison you, but it poisons your sperm.
Okay, that sounds healthy.
And this expert said, because it kind of levels the playing field, it makes it possible for women to say, your turn, which makes some sense. Who knows?
Interesting.
But, I mean, why should it just be the women,
right? I agree.
Shouldn't it be equitable? Shouldn't there be an alternative? I mean,
there should be many alternatives.
I know there are other,
remember to take it,
other things guys can do, and we just really won't delve into that.
Lisa Bonet says she sensed sinister energy from her TV father, Bill Cosby. Oh, my goodness.
Sinister energy?
Sinister energy.
Oof.
She says she has a warm relationship with her ex-husband, Lenny Kravitz, and her daughter, Zoe. But with her TV father, Bill Cosby, they didn't have a great relationship. Excuse me. And she says he always exuded a sinister energy. Now, of course, you know, Bill Cosby is alleged to have drugged and sexually assaulted upward of 60 women over the course of 50 years. She says there was no knowledge on my part about his specific actions, but there was just energy. She said it was a type of sinister shadow energy that cannot be concealed. That's it. If you had anything more to reveal, that would have happened a long time ago. That's my nature. The truth will set you free. She's kind of speaking in riddles here in this interview. But she tells the interviewer, I don't need to say I told you so. I just leave it all to karma and justice and what will be. She turns 50, by the way. Oh, she turned 50 last year, but she's coming out with this interview and saying that she felt a negative energy coming from him.
What is that?
I don't know what that means, but there you go. I don't know.
I mean, was he lewd, cryptic, lascivious? Was he glaring at her,
sinister,
staring at her?
Just sinister.
Just staring? Evil. I don't know what that means. Sinister. Okay, we have to get the maxi.
Time now is 4:47. That is a Wixon Jewelers time. Check for exquisite jewelry designed exclusively for you and handcrafted in-house. Visit Wixon Jewelers.
The one, the Mikey. Only, Mike Max. Hey, Maxie.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing well. What a great win last night the Wolves had, huh?
Great win
over
last
Golden
night.
State?
They beat Golden State, and of course, Curry didn't play for Golden State. Butler didn't play for Minnesota, so that was a wash. And Karl Anthony Towns took over in the fourth quarter and won it. And that's a big win for them in the standings, but also for Towns to come alive like that, want the ball in the last 3 minutes, and kept getting the ball. I got to tell you, I'm sitting here. I'm cold, believe it or not.
Where are
you? I'm sitting in Tampa, Florida. We're doing our show from the Twins-Yankee game tonight, so the Yankees train in Tampa, Florida. So I'm in the press box right now looking out over the field. They're about a half hour away. They're watering the field. But whatever it is, Paul, you can check the temps on this. It is really windy. It is chilly.
It's 63.
How chilly is it, you ask?
It's 63.
It's so cold that I may go down and get a New York Yankee sweatshirt and wear it tonight.
Oh, don't do that.
That's how bad it is,
friends,
right?
Friends don't let friends buy Yankee sweatshirts. No. It's 63 right now.
And I don't even care what it costs if it gets any colder.
So the wind chill is about, what, 57? You poor baby.
Yeah, but it feels colder.
Uh-huh. You're looking for sympathy from Minnesota?
Humidity. I can't believe it feels there's colder.
You know, Aaron Judge is their big star, right, mm-hmm. down here. He's the new big bopper for the New York Yankees. And so I'm looking out the press box window right now. There's a young lady with a hat on. This is pretty cool. It's got his number 99 on the side with the New York emblem on the front and in the back. It says, All Rise, Aaron Judge. Get it?
Mm-hmm, we get it.
Yes, the Judge.
That's good.
That is pretty good. Hey, tell us about Lance Lynn. Twins announced today they've signed the right-handed pitcher. One-year contract, $12
million. Yeah. Yep, Lance Lynn will be, I think tomorrow he's going to meet the media with us tomorrow morning in Fort Myers. Talked to one of his former teammates, Mr. Duke, tonight, and he said that we'll hear that interview coming up on Sports the Max, but he played with him and says this is a bulldog. And Brian Dozier played against him back in college, and they both said the same thing. This guy wants the ball. He's got teeth. He wants to go deep into the game. He wants to prove himself. Hmm. I saw him the other day. He'd come through, but they couldn't admit that, you know, they couldn't you can't release the signing of him until he's passed his physical. He looked like he had about a 5 o'clock shadow and he was ready to play right now. And he's just got a 1 year contract. So he's heavily incentivized on this thing. A lot of 1 year deals getting done now in Major League Baseball. So that's good for the Twins. They're making a run and they think this guy can get right to the top of the rotation and help get him there.
That's great. And how about those Skippers, those Minnetonka Skippers beating Duluth East 5-2 Saturday evening?
Yeah, that was a good tournament. Duluth East upset Edina in the semifinals, and Edina went and pumbled Centennial 11-0 in the third-place game. But Minnetonka beat Edina 2 out of 3 during the year, and they just kind of emerged this year. Sean Goldsworthy took over that program. His father, Bill, the late Bill Goldsworthy, great Minnesota North Star, of course. Sean coached 19 years down at St. Olaf College. I've known that kid for years. He's not a kid anymore. And he took over this program, and he knew there was talent, and Brian Urich had done a nice job there, but left because he wanted to spend more time with his family. So he inherited a good team, and they played really well. This Joey Molinar had a great tournament, and this elder kid, he's kind of a guts guy and boy in the middle of it all. So lots of good players on that team, but they really they played a great schedule, and they still won it, so kudos to them.
It's fun to watch. Mike Max, we'll catch you tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Be careful down there. Stay warm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.